In California's agriculture-rich Central Valley, hundreds of miles of rivers and streams are tainted with pesticides and other farm waste. Federal environmental laws don't require farmers to prevent polluted farm runoff from getting into the nation's waterways. California also has exempted farmers from stricter state water quality rules. But that may change. Central Valley water officials are expected to vote today on a plan that would begin to regulate farmers. Tamara Keith of member station KQED reports.
Several times a week, Bill Jennings or someone else from the environmental group Delta Keeper steers a boat out on the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. They take samples to monitor the water quality in this delta that gathers water and pollution from all over northern and central California.
We'll cruise up to this next one and then kind of drift.
Jennings slows the boat beside a pipe carrying runoff water from a farm. He says there are thousands of drains like this one all over the region.
Virtually every significant waterway in the Central Valley is identified, legally identified, as impaired and capable of supporting identified beneficial uses. Many of these waterways are listed as toxic hotspots.
Since 1982, the state's politically powerful agriculture industry has been essentially exempt from California's clean water rules. The state granted farmers a waiver, and regulators have largely ignored the industry since then. Jennings says farms are a unique exception.
A mom-and-pop welding shop has to identify and monitor what they put into waterways. Large industries have to monitor and identify what they put into waterways. Only farmers are exempt from the fundamental requirements applicable to every other segment of the community.
Delta Keeper is one of more than 200 environmental, sport fishing, and health advocacy organizations calling for the Central Valley's Water Quality Control Board to put tough new rules on farmers. Instead, the board is considering yet another waiver. But unlike earlier waivers, this one does come with several strings attached. For the first time, it requires farmers to monitor water quality and develop ways of reducing pollution. Bill Croyle, who wrote the plan for the board, says this represents a historic change in California water policy. But he says regulating such a large and diverse industry is complicated.
You know, if it was just 10 farmers, that's one thing. You know, but there's 25,000 or more out there. You know, there's education component, there's a resource component. You know, again, some of the regulations need to be maybe modified, and we just need to start.
Farmers say they'd be happy to start making changes, but they don't think these regulations make sense. At David Corey's farm on the west side of the valley, used irrigation water flows from his cotton, rice, and sugar beet fields into a drainage canal. Corey is worried that monitoring requirements could be too costly and that the board might someday require water quality standards farmers just can't meet. He says agriculture is different from other industries.
If we go down through the strict command and control regulatory approach as they did with point sources and factories and those sorts of things, it won't be effective and it will put farmers out of business.
Even after today's expected vote, the debate will continue. Environmentalists are pledging to sue if they think the final result isn't tough enough. The rules being set for Central Valley farmers will likely be a model for regulation of the agriculture industry statewide. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Fresno.